This is Justin Huber from the Melbourne Aces.
So, how's it been going to play for the Aces this year?
It's been very exciting, you know, first year back with the ABL, so we're all really excited about playing baseball in front of home fans again and in Melbourne, which is been a bit of a struggle. We've struggled with grounds for the National League over the last couple of years. Altona was somewhere that we tried to make work for a long time and hadn't really worked for us, but we're at the showgrounds now, so it's all coming together.
Yep. And how do you find hitting here at this park?
It's short, but that's good for us. You know, a lot of balls are flying out of the stadium. It's exciting for the fans. So I like hitting here, and it seems like most of the other guys do too. It'd be tough to pitch here, and I think a lot of the other teams are finding they have to really, you know, keep the ball down in the zone and pitch a lot tougher than they normally would. I like DHing. You know, it's fun to play the field. It's a different feel because you're not in the game all the time. You know, you only hit. So it's a little tough to get used to at first, but I enjoy it. I'm going to start playing the field a little bit after Christmas probably. You know, we're going to lose these Japanese guys after this series, so you know, we're going to need some more players to play the field, and I'll slot into probably first base or maybe some outfield as well. We'll see how we go.
Yep. And you've spent our winter playing in Hiroshima.
That's right.
Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, Hiroshima, my first year in Japan. Amazing experience. It's very different baseball. People are so friendly, and the place is so clean, and such a, you know, vast cultural experience. So I loved every minute of it. Disappointed that things didn't really work out as far as you know, going back there this year. But looking forward to the new challenge of going back to the States and signing back with the Minnesota Twins, which I'm really excited about. It's as I said, a new challenge, and looking forward to that now.
Yeah. So. With the Minnesota Twins, did it take a long time to get sorted out after you came back from Japan?
Yeah, a little while. There was a negotiation period, and of course there always sort of is with these things, and there was a few anxious moments, but it all sort of worked itself out, and I'm just happy to be pushing on for another go at it in 2011.
Yeah. And with your role at Minnesota, what will that be, DHing again?
Not sure at this stage. Maybe DH, first base, bit of outfield. Just see what they sort of need with us. Yeah, that'll all be determined in spring training, I'd say. I'm not ruling myself out to make the team. I think there's definitely a chance of that. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm going over there with every expectation of making the team, and I think that's how you have to approach it. But I know the organisation, likes me, values me, and wants me to play somewhere. So, I'm pretty happy to be with them, back with them.
Just for any young guys who are thinking about going into, drafted into Major League, and, you know, they're probably in their teens and they're playing in Australia, what could you say to them to make it easier for them?
Just keep following the dream, really. If you love it, you'll... The little hardships aren't so hard, you know. Long times away from home, and the hard training, and the effort that you go to become professional and aspire to, you know, to the major leagues. I mean, all those things. If you really love the game, all those things are easy for you. So I just really encourage guys to just have fun, just play the game, play it for the love of it. Don't play it for any other reason. Just play because you love doing it, and the success and fame and all the things that come with playing in the majors will take care of itself.
And how many hours a day do you train in Japan?
Oh man, well, you put in a 10 hour day. Really, you're at the ballpark for 10 hours each day. I'm at the ballpark by 12 and I leave at 10 at night, so we're on field. They didn't make me do the 1,000 ground ball drill, but they hit us just enough to wear us out. So,
I couldn't even hit that many.
There's a lot of overtraining and a lot of hard training over there. It gives me a different respect for the game and their style of play and their athletes as well. So it's a good experience.
Anything else you want to say?
Come out to the showgrounds, take in the spectacle. It's been great for us to play, and we're all really excited about the rest of the season, and hopefully the weather gets better and more people come out and enjoy not only the baseball but all the entertainment that goes with it.
Thanks so much, Justin.
All right.
All right.